Grace and peace are yours in abundance in your knowledge of God and your Savior, Jesus Christ. God's word for us on this Christmas Eve comes from the second chapter of Luke, where again we hear at the eighth verse, "And in the same region, there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, 'Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people.'" This is God's word. If the song is to be believed, it's the most wonderful time of the year. Everyone hopes for a time of warm, cozy happiness accompanied by lights, trees, stockings hung by the chimney with care, silver bells, the whole deal. However, as decorations appear and the atmosphere becomes more festive, some people begin to struggle. The merriness of Christmas feels light years away. And maybe that's you, struggling under a load of sickness or grief, trying to escape the fog of depression or the pressure of work, struggling with a relationship that's been damaged or lost. You feel like you're out in the cold looking in at a bright, happy party, a party at which you don't feel you belong. If that is you, please hear me tonight. Christ's Christmas, the real story at the heart of all this, is pointed right at you. In Luke chapter 2, you and I were introduced to people tonight who didn't have a lot of room in their lives for festivities. For them, it was enough to survive. They were the shepherds, people for whom work was a constant and respect hard to come by. For various reasons, they often didn't make it to the temple ceremonies and as a result were thought of as outcasts by many. But the real Christmas, the birth of the Christ child, was not announced to the religious leaders or the theologians or the politicians or the well-to-do of Jerusalem. It was announced to shepherds. It came crashing in to common shepherds out in the fields with a huge display of power, power that would be enough to crush them in an instant because an angel appeared in the dark Judean sky. And then after he speaks, a great company of the heavenly hosts shows up. Now, how many times have you heard Luke chapter 2 being read in a service like this and you thought, oh yeah, the heavenly host. But do you know what that phrase really means? Heavenly hosts means specifically an army of angels. They are arranged as an army lined up to go into battle. The heavenly army invades the dark night sky. And we're talking something that is big and loud and immense and all-powerful and intimidating, to be sure, not to mention otherworldly, which is why the lead angel, the first one who shows up, has to say, do you remember? Fear not. Fear not. When the human instinct is to shiver and shake before the power and glory of God, the angel says, fear not. You don't have to run from heavenly power. You don't have to hide from God. not anymore. Fear not. Not because the power has been neutralized. Not because God has gone somewhere else. Fear not because of this news. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. And the whole point of this Savior's life is to remove fear from human hearts and minds. Were it not for his birth, we'd have much to fear. Were it not for his birth, we would not be able to think about our own mortality without a sense of doom. Were it not for his birth, we would remain forever separate from God with a mounting debt of guilt and shame on our hands. But fear not. Christ comes for the hurting, for the struggling, the lonely, the sick, and the grieving, the ones who often feel like they're the odd ones out, somehow missing the Christmas spirit. Christ's Christmas reaches out to them, and it reaches out to everyone who is frustrated with themselves and their own lack of purity. It reaches out to those who feel that heaven is so far removed from their everyday existence. It comes to people just like you and me with all of our imperfections, with all of our regrets, and it says, fear not. For I bring you good news of a great joy that will be for all the people. And guess what? You are part of all. Every one of us. The Savior has been born for you. That angelic army has come not to fight, but to praise. Glory to God in the highest, they say, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests. Did you hear that? Peace is coming. It's coming into the lives of human beings. Why? Because God, with all of his power, with all of his great glory, with his perfect justice, looks at you and me with favor. He looks at you and me with mercy. The angel army has come, not to wage war against sinners, but to announce peace. It's a peace you can have. How do we know this? Because a Savior has been born. Now, here's the thing. Justice demands that evil be punished. We all know this in our conscience. It's built into us. The good news that brings great joy is that this Jesus, this one born and laid in a manger, will one day shoulder punishment against all evil as our replacement. As our substitute, he'll handle it. So, the angel army shows up to announce a truce. We now have reason not to fear God, but to love him, to run to him, to worship him. Christ's Christmas broadcasts the message, do not be afraid of God. He's not come to punish you. He's not come to make your life miserable with a bunch of rules and regulations. He's come to pull you out of the mess, clean you off, and give you a life worth living. In fact, he wants you to be with him forever. And the baby in the manger is proof. in another couple of weeks or less, we'll be putting away the decorations for another year. But the gift of peace that you've heard about tonight, that's yours to keep. Don't put it away with everything else. Don't be quick to forget the message of God's angel army. Hear it ring out again tonight. No more war between God and man. A Savior has been born to you. Fear not. Let's pray. O Holy Child of Bethlehem, descend to us, we pray. Cast out our sin and enter in. Be born in us today. We hear the Christmas angels, their great glad tidings tell. O come to us, abide with us, our Lord Emmanuel. Amen.